In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor voices appreciation to those who care about the Boneyard Creek and invites you to a cleanup.
If you were to launch your kayak in the Boneyard Creek on the University of Illinois campus and paddle downstream until you hit the Gulf of Mexico, you would travel roughly 1,400 miles on the water. From the Boneyard, you would take the Saline Branch to the Salt Fork and then paddle on into the main stem of the Vermilion River. That would lead you to the Wabash, which would take you to the Ohio, which would take you on to the mighty Mississippi. It would be a long trip in a small boat, and it's not one any of us is likely to undertake. But it could be done. My point in imagining it is to emphasize the fact that our waterways, even the very small ones, tie us to all of the waters of the wider world. I value the Boneyard Creek especially because I see it more often than any other stream. It's just a short walk away from my office on campus, and I visit nearly every workday at lunch to recharge a little by looking for and photographing wildlife. You may or may not remember this from previous commentaries, but the Boneyard Creek provides habitat for more than 20 species of fish, 4 species of turtles, bullfrogs, muskrats, and a wide assortment of birds. Because I value the creek, I react strongly when I see it degraded, as I did on the first of this month. That day, I discovered a milky white substance pouring into it from a storm sewer pipe located just east of Wright Street. Others and I had observed this phenomenon before, over a number of years, and we had reported it to the agencies that play roles in protecting the creek, including U of I Facilities and Services, Illinois EPA, and the City of Champaign. Because of that, I jumped to the conclusion our earlier reports had resulted in no action to address the problem. So I reported what I had seen again, but I also went beyond that and circulated photographs via social media, which led to attention from a number of local news outlets. Well, it turns out I was mistaken in thinking nobody had taken action on previous reports, and I want to apologize to the people whose efforts I maligned in my public complaining. This year, the U of I and the City of Champaign identified the problem less than a week after it was reported, and repairs to address it are already in progress. While I'm sorry to have insulted the work of people whose jobs involve protecting waterways, I was also heartened to discover through my rabble-rousing just how many other people care about the Boneyard Creek. Who knew? If you're among them, or you might be won over, let me call your attention to an opportunity to celebrate the creek by volunteering at the Boneyard Creek Community Day, which takes place on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon, followed by lunch at Scott Park in Champaign. Participants will clean up litter and remove invasive plants from a variety of sites around town, including some suitable for children and others where the work will be more challenging. More information and registration are accessible on the web at boneyardcreek.org.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.